Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if Gaudi Pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk Vapes.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the BFF's YouTube channel. Make sure you guys tap the bell, subscribe, like the video, and comment down below.
All right, BFFs, we finally have her in our studio here. Dixie, welcome.
Thank you.
You said you were nervous. I don't know why.
Yeah, you said you were so scared.
I'm very nervous.
What?
I don't know. You guys scare me sometimes.
We've already, my memory, I'm losing my memory. We've had you on here. Mm-hmm. I've been on your show that you were doing. So you know Josh. You said you love Brie. So mm-hmm. I like,
you.
Yeah.
Love you too.
What? So I don't know why there would be any nerves.
Any fear.
I don't know. I feel like always something happens when this show happens. So I'm like.
Well, it's about him. It's about Josh.
Luckily, like, Josh should be
nothing. Don't worry. I'm going to take the brunt.
Well,
of this
actually, no. I shouldn't say that because you have relationship drama, or if you're in a relationship, or we don't really know. So we'll get to that after.
All right. We'll sail on that ship together.
Yeah.
We'll
so we have drama to like pass around, I guess, a little bit. So we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but now what is going on with like you and Nessa? Can we just get an update? Like I saw a video that I almost called him Kygo. Keo made with his girlfriend, and he's like, the things I can do when my girlfriend's getting ready to go out, and he slipped in, watch Josh and Nessa get back together. Like that was in his video.
Yeah. I saw that. He was trying to, you know, get a little piece of the cloud, I think.
So what is going on?
Yeah, so I mean,
you could be honest, we're all best friends here.
We all are best friends.
And by the way, just again to preface it, apparently you tell Brie things that you don't tell me.
No.
I can't talk to you, Josh, with a straight face. First of all, Matt, let me give you the background, Cindy, real quick. This podcast started. Josh, do you know Josh at all?
No.
So he's like a TikTok dude, and he was dating this girl Nessa, also TikTok. They were like on our podcast in the very beginning.
Oh.
Had a very bad breakup. His roommate, one of his best friends, like
I've actually heard about this.
Who hasn't heard about it, right? So fast forward, I don't know, 8 months, and now Nessa, the girl, broke up with this kid Jaden, and Josh is rehanging out with Nessa. This just became news because they were seen together all over the internet like yesterday.
Spotted.
So everyone was blowing me up, being like, talk about your boys hanging out with the girl that caused all this drama. And then before you sat down, Brie is like, I've known about it for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Which is infuriating to me that all this is going on.
Well, I didn't tell anyone until it came out.
Why am I even doing this podcast if I'm getting no information?
Whoa. Bree's exaggerating here.
I said one week.
Me and Ness only hung out yesterday.
Bullshit.
We went on a dog walk.
Mm-hmm. You've been hanging out. Brie literally.
You've been talking for 2 weeks.
Correct. And Brie knew.
No. One. One.
Someone
it was 1 week. It was 1 week.
There's a lot of lying going on.
Brie knew last week at time of recording. I know that.
No, I didn't know at time of recording.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. He called me after.
No, she didn't. Because I talked to her after the podcast.
You called me after.
No. Brie knew that you guys saw each other at a party.
Yeah, but they just saw each other.
When do we see each other?
My point is, what are we doing this podcast for if you guys are keeping information? And by the way, why would you let someone else break it not on this podcast?
Okay, so first of all, It wasn't like I intended for a random person to take a photo of me when I was walking with Ness and like on a little dog walk talking or whatnot. So it wasn't like a, I feel like people think it's like a bigger deal than it really was. It was really, she just like wanted to talk. And
Cindy,
like,
can I ask you a hypothetical?
Yeah.
If you were dating somebody, yeah, had this explosive breakup that like, we literally broke YouTube. That's how many people are listening. And then you restart to hang out with this person. Would you say it's just a casual dog walk or there's probably more to it?
I kind of believe it's just a casual dog walk. Just
get out of here.
Thank you. Thank you.
What world casual are we living in? Casual dog walk. Thank you.
I think the,
well, it wasn't
the
like,
breakup
I mean,
might have been casual and just made be made more dramatic over social media. So
the what? The breakup?
The breakup.
No, the breakup.
That's why they're probably going to make this into
the breakup
a
was,
bigger deal.
The breakup was,
I mean, no,
explosive.
Yeah. I've actually heard.
Yeah, no, the, yeah, the breakup, yeah, was, so.
Breakup was a lot.
Breakup was quite far from casual. But the dog walk, I mean.
So how'd
casual,
the dog,
I mean,
walk
like,
go?
It was,
how'd it go? What'd you guys talk about?
It was
kind of
like just talking about, it was talking about like where everything went wrong, or just like to get closure, I guess is like the better word, yeah, for it. It was like to get closure on the situation.
All right.
We'll, that's for
maybe
sure.
Get her on. I had to bring it up. I'm sorry. We'll get it now.
I mean, I think
now.
we can get her on. I'm sure.
Yes. Let's get her on the podcast. I said that last,
yeah,
week.
Oh
yeah. 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 I'm working on it. Okay. I'm working on it. Okay. It's a process here.
That's all what right. The dog walk was for.
So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like breaking bread.
Yeah.
It was disappointing to see that it was broken on the internet. Disappointing to hear that Bree knew all along. And I was just like, what am I even doing? It's like, we're trying to get news and we have all the news here and no one's telling me. It's like, guys walking in the background. It's like, just Dave's out of the loop. He's just totally out of the loop. That's fine.
No, I mean, I guess, I don't know. You know, remember when like we first talked about the Jaden and Nessa shit and it was on the podcast and I was like, guys, if this shit is real, if this shit is
real. Yes, can you not hear him at all?
No.
Yeah, can you not hear him? So you were just listening to blank?
Dixie can't hear you at all.
Yeah, oh, okay. What's so that? Do we want to fix that?
Oh, I'm wearing the wrong one. Oops.
How long?
I was like, how are you guys?
Imagine the whole episode went on like that. That would have been embarrassing.
Fix it in post. Okay.
Yeah. You can fix it, all right. Just pretend. Can you,
yeah,
hear now,
yeah,
Josh?
Yeah, I can. Hey.
Okay,
you make
hear me?
It. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
all right. I mean, pretty much what I
was. We
need
like a little clock on that. How long she was going to go?
I saw you looking around. I was like, don't be that nervous.
You haven't mentioned much yet. So, anyways, go ahead. Continue what your G was.
Yeah,
was,
yeah. I haven't
yet
said much.
Yeah.
I mean, remember when we first talked about this on the podcast? And I was like, if this shit is real, then I'm going to be on demon time. That's just essentially what I guess I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
so
know.
So I just, I told everyone. I gave everyone a warning.
Yeah.
It was a year and a half ago. I gave the warning. And now that's what Josh is doing now.
I, for one, would like to see you two back together.
Is that a possibility?
Oh, wow.
Me too. Is that a possibility?
I mean, I don't think I've thought of that even. So
you definitely thought about it.
Yeah, he definitely has thought about it.
Not one, okay, thought.
You're hanging out.
You hung out with it. Curtis last night. I know you talked about it.
Who's Curtis?
Oh, get your head out of your ass, Dixie.
Who you're telling me you didn't talk about it?
Who is Curtis?
Curtis Newbill. He's like a friend of me and Dixie's and everyone, I guess, really. Like,
okay, so, I mean, she's right, though. You've definitely thought about it. You were hanging out with her.
You answered the question, so you've clearly thought about it.
I don't think that.
You don't think
on
much?
On my mind right now? Yeah, I don't think much. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think a lot. No, I don't think we're going to get back together. No.
So what was the conversation like when you were like, you know, obviously I get that some of it's like probably meant to be. As I'm going through our sheets here, I just got stopped in my tracks. Nessa's matching ring with Josh is back on. Fans speculated that in the video Nessa's wearing the matching ring, her and Josh got together.
Josh.
Okay, guys. So we don't know this is the ring I got her. You don't know that.
You don't know that's what ring fact. You got her? I find that pretty hard to believe.
Well, no. I'm just saying it's a silver fucking ring. There's a lot of silver rings.
No. We got a pretty good close-up right there.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's the other? Can I get the side-by-side?
Well, no, that's what she's wearing.
And the other one's on the sheet.
Wait. Yeah, I don't think they're the same.
They kind of look the same to me.
Wait, no, that's what she's wearing right
the
there?
Yeah.
Recent.
Yeah.
You don't know if that's the ring you got her? Of course.
I don't think it is.
That's a pretty distinctive ring.
I don't think it is. I think that's a different, like, mm-hmm, a different ring. than the one I got. I got like the Gucci Ghost ring or whatever. I don't think that's that.
Don't think.
Yo, that's not a don't know.
I just have a screen of three people.
It's just like.
I like being on this side.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, Josh follows Nessa's manager. So, all right. Josh and Nessa hang out. That's the let Josh talk to paparazzi, saying him and Nessa talk for closure.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you guys hung out that one time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Went for the walk. Yep. Yeah.
That's a lie. You're lying.
How am I lying?
It looked like a poker tell. Do you know, Brie?
No.
You're lying, too. Everyone's fucking lying. About
anything.
Do you know Dixie?
How would she? You think I didn't
know? Everyone fucking
lesson?
Knows, except me, it appears.
What's Dixie?
I actually don't know
Dixie's
anything.
Dixie's smiling like she
I don't
knows.
Know anything. I don't. I swear, I swear,
I
swear.
I believe you.
I don't know anything
I
about it.
All right,
so
don't.
Then what? You guys are just friends?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, we're just like, or I don't know if like we're friends yet. I think it was just more of like a good talk to get, like I said, some closure and like put just shit in the past.
Did we try to call her already? Did we do that?
Like live?
Yeah, call like her? On oh, speakerphone?
No, we haven't.
I don't think
we
did.
Tried that.
Do you mind doing that?
Oh you my want God. Me
yeah, I don't have
to live call her.
Just tell her she can hang up. Be like,
just say Dave wants
has
to talk
requested
to you. Yeah.
A quick convo.
For the views, Josh.
She may not pick just, up. You and you. Yeah. Before we say anything, be like, we are recording. You're on the air.
I mean, I already asked her if she wanted to come on, and she was like, oh, I don't want to come on yet because I don't want stupid drama, blah, blah, blah. So,
I mean, but she's it. In this. She like, Tana and her are beefing. I mean, you guys, they broke up, and you guys hung out within 10 minutes of them breaking up. So, I mean.
That's not true. They've been broken up for like over a month.
Well, when it went public, unless you've been hanging out.
Yeah.
Which I don't know because no one tells me anything.
No, okay. I mean, like, it's like they've been broken up.
All right, she can hang up. You can just call, be like, where Dave has requested, I'm doing it. If you want to hang up. And if not, he's going to fire some questions.
Okay, I'm going to say there's a gun to my head right now. Yeah. Dave is making me do this. Hang up the phone, please.
Nessa posts and deletes video people think is about Josh. I mean...
That, yeah, but there's no proof that video is about me.
Yeah. I don't know what the video is, but.
Hey, don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything stupid. I have a gun pointed to my head right now, and I'm being forced to call you while I'm live. You don't have to answer anything. You can hang up the phone right now if you want. But Dave has requested I called you.
You got to put her on speaker.
I think she doesn't have service.
That
she's perfect.
That'd be absolutely brilliant on her part if she
yes.
found the truth.
Yes.
What happened?
Thank God.
No service,
thank
or did she hang
God.
Up?
Hung up.
Oh.
She hung up.
Tough.
Damn.
That's tough. All right. I'm going to say what I think. I don't believe anything you're saying. I think you guys have probably already hooked up. I think you're like rekindling, and I think that's what's going to happen. I have no proof of it. No one tells me the truth. But that, if gun to head, that is what I would say is going on here.
Yeah, that's a valid.
Yeah,
that's
I'll just stick with my original
statement.
That's
what it looks like.
So you agree
with me. I gave everyone
yeah, that's what
a
it looks
warning.
Like.
Dixie?
I don't know. Because I do, like, I don't know. I feel bad for all of you, really. Because it just sucks, like, having, like, it all on the internet.
Yeah.
So I don't, like,
it's
I don't.
Yeah, it's
like,
the life we chose.
I but
correct.
This is
the life we chose.
And it's not only the life we chose. Like, let's just.
But the relationship was on the internet.
Let's just pick a guy. Like, let's pick a relationship that rhymes with, like, Trixie and Deck or something. Like, you guys. A relationship like that mm-hmm. isn't like all the scandal and stuff going on it. That's been pretty straightforward. These guys are going right back into like we launched our show when all that shit happened.
Yeah, the world blew up.
Yeah, and it was brand new and we were so hard and now it's coming full circle. So, you know, they can't cry poor if they're hanging out together. They have to know people are going to go bananas if they're hanging out again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking.
I mean, I'm not over here like tearing up or nothing.
No, I know. But you're not giving real answers either.
He never does.
I gave my answer. I said, yo, I gave the answer a year ago. I told everyone what I was going to do, and that's what I'm doing.
What has happened is Josh has wisened up. Like, we caught him in the beginning of the show, and I don't know if he even really knew me as well, but like, he's much more guarded. I could get him just to say whatever.
Yeah, you used to trick him into saying shit.
Just say it. Now he won't. Moving along here, and this is still, I guess, Josie refollows Jaden after unfollowing the drama. Josie refollows him. You guys with the refollows, the unfollow. Ugh,
do you do that? Crazy, do you unfollow someone when you don't like them anymore?
Not anymore. I used to do that, but I just mute people.
Oh, smart.
But if I really, like...
You want it to be known.
I block them.
Yeah.
Or I mute them. But, like, block is, like, for me, like, I only block people, like, I don't want to see. But I mute people so I can avoid that. And then... Sometimes I'll just like to get people's attention in like real life. Mm-hmm. I'll make them unfollow me, but that's just like for fun, not really for...
Yeah, for drama.
Yeah.
I feel like you have elevated, and I could be wrong, but like you guys really... People are speculating whether you guys are still dating, which we're going to point blank ask. And I asked you, and you just ghosted me, by the way. I like did it live on the show, too. Ghost. Yeah, you totally ghosted. You responded, and then when I asked the question, you went away. But I feel like the drama, you there hasn't been as much with you and your sister, I feel like, lately. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more career stuff that we hear about.
Yeah. Feels great. I'm very happy that that's happening.
Sticking with the drama we have here, Landon Barker releases a song. He wrote this song, "Cuz We'll Never Talk Again. I went through your phone. I saw you were texting him." The audio at the start is Josie Canseco, and she cheated on with Jay. What does that mean?
It's like an intro, and it's like Josie talking.
And then she said that she had absolutely nothing to do with him.
Who sends voicemails?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Crazy, so right?
That's what I was wondering,
or
too.
Or maybe it's like the voice, like text.
I hate people who do that.
Awful form of communication. Write it out.
Absolute
pet peeve. What if I don't have headphones and I'm out and I got to listen to it? It's like,
Logan Paul
so annoying.
Is an all-time voice memo guy. It drives me nuts.
It's almost just kind of selfish, you know? Because you're like expecting the other person to do more work than you are doing. Because you're not typing shit.
Not walkie-talkies. This
messed
is
up.
Phone.
Yeah.
Feeling that way lately honestly breaks my heart. Because you really are like one of the sweetest, kindest, most generous, most patient, understanding people I've ever met. And that's why I love you.
If I said how I felt, I know you won't understand the voice in my head. I know you can't comprehend how much it sucks. Losing your only friend, it's all so fucked up again. Hope you find your way home, cause we'll never talk again. I went through your phone, I saw you were texting it. I hate to see it, don't wanna repeat it no more.
Oh, you guys missed the best part of the whole song. You played like just the start, eh? It's crazy.
Damn. What?
What?
There's like a whole drop to it, and then he actually starts really singing. You know what I mean? And it gets kind of a lot better.
I think we were
focusing on the drama part of it, not how good a Landon song was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was supposed to be listening.
I didn't even know who this person was till this whole drama came out. I mean, who knows?
So do we definitely know that's her voice, though?
That seems like a weird thing just to have offhand, but everyone's saying it's her.
The other side to this, which again, I don't know who's telling the truth, is she's going to say that he's doing this for like his career.
100%.
Like he's creating like publicity around the whole thing because we're playing his
song.
No
one's ever talked more about
Landon Barker.
We're
playing his song because of that as opposed to the other. So who knows? But it's what a
weapon. Are we going to have this Landon kid come on the pod or what?
I'm down.
We asked him.
All right.
And what he said?
Yeah. He said he wants to put it all behind him.
Well, that doesn't really seem like putting it behind
him. Yeah, he just put out a song, there.
Would you do that? You're like in the music business. Would you use Scandal to like get people to listen?
That's exactly what I've tried not doing with like everything. I mean, we'll probably talk a little bit about it, but with my like album, I've made it very clear it's not about current relationships or any. I've had 18 years of my life of relationships and growing up before anyone knew who I was. So nothing on my album has to do with anyone knows.
Why?
Because it's not for that. I don't need attention
for
that.
You would use relationships for like inspiration for songwriting, no?
Mm-hmm. But I've had
like Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. like obviously like one of the great like singer, songwriters.
She's a new doctor.
Of our generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like notorious for just writing about like famous exes, basically, right? Yeah.
But I feel like I'm at a transition point right now where I'm trying to develop myself as an artist and be taken seriously. And I feel like if I was like, is this song about Noah Beck? Like it just wouldn't, it would bring me back. It would take me back a couple steps. So I feel like I've tried to make that very clear that this is for me and like things I want to write about, but it's not anything.
You've only had two public relationships too. Mm-hmm. So you've had more before that.
Yeah. I've had a couple boyfriends.
Couple boyfriends, all right.
Couple boyfriends.
Yeah, okay.
You're not that old, so how many can you actually have, right?
Oh.
What?
Like one, I think.
Yeah,
other.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like three.
Then like flings, but.
Yeah, do we even count?
Yeah, but you can probably write about them.
Do we count?
Yeah, I mean,
what's
that's.
His name as a full-blown relationship?
Who?
Not Noah.
Griffin.
Griffin.
I mean, he asked me out. We dated.
For how long?
I think we ended up actually dating for like. I have no clue.
It was like a good amount. It wasn't a short.
We were together. We were together for a long time, but we didn't like start dating.
Year? Like year plus?
Like
time?
I have no clue.
Like at least 7 months.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
Thomas Petro defends Hype House Girls. Thomas Petro got into a fight with a 40-year-old couple after they were apparently taunting Hype House members out of jealousy. After they assaulted one of the Hype House Girls, Thomas came to their rescue. What?
It's like a superhero.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, super.
So apparently from what I've heard in this situation, they had this like couple come up to them and start just like yelling at them because of like whatnot, Hype House stuff. I think they might have both been speeding too on the road and then they like got cut off. But they ended up getting stuff thrown at Thomas's car. Drunk woman went up to her boyfriend, started threatening Mia. And then the woman took Tabitha, who's a girl from the Hype House, took her to the ground, and then the boyfriend climbed on top of Tabitha as well to put her in a chokehold, and then Thomas dragged him off. And
are you just reading this, or like you know this?
No, I know. I was partly reading it, but I also knew.
Oh,
I was told it by them like the other day, or like some people from that.
Tabitha education. Also like posted a video on her story. The woman like was trying to kick Tabitha in the head, but a woman was like holding her because she I guess hit her head first, so she was holding her on the ground, and then the woman kicked the other woman that was holding Tabitha in the head. Like, it was,
why were they beating these?
Because they knew
up?
They were like Hype House, and they're like social media.
40-year-olds versus
get a wife. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is
very nuts.
Imagine being 40 years old and being involved in TikTok drama.
I don't. Yeah, but I won't throw any punches to try to kick anybody, Austin.
Dave's a pacifist.
Pacifist.
Yeah, I've never been in a fight in my life.
I know.
Run the other way, and I'm getting better at not getting too deep into the drama. I feel like. Sort of trying to.
Why you had to pull back? You think?
Well, at some point you got to remember. It's like, oh man, it's like. I mean, the Josh stuff happens so fast, and my personality is always like knee jerk defend who I'm with. But then it's like, I mean, how old is Nessa?
She was born in the same year as me. She's like an 02. I think she's 19 or 20.
I like the way you figure that out. Like, all right, yeah. So everyone's young. I mean, I got to remember that shit. Karina Kampf banned on Twitch. She tweets that she was banned off Twitch for a day for inappropriate attire, although she was fully... Wait, we're talking about her being banned for one day? Banned for a day? Is that what this says? Who cares?
Yeah, she's like, back on.
Yeah, all right, who cares?
But why did she randomly get banned if her tits are always out? That doesn't really make sense.
I've heard some crazy numbers how much money she makes on...
Oh, Twitch, yes.
OnlyFans.
Oh, OnlyFans, too.
I heard, crazy numbers.
Probably like
kind of
tens
numbers?
Of millions.
Like millions.
I think probably like 10 million in a year.
Millions.
Cashing in.
Taylor Holder talks to TMZ. He told TMZ, saying no one said anything for him to defend, and there's lots of talk of letters, but those letters just mean let's really talk about this legally. Taylor said everything's fabricated, that it's a he said, she said rumor. Taylor said people came back to apologize, but Taylor showed them his proof. There's nothing Taylor said everything is fabricated, that it's a he said, she said rumors. Taylor said people came back to him and apologized, but Taylor showed them his proof.
So he's just individually showing people proof, but not like
posting
anything.
This guy. I seriously hate this guy. Bad vibes all around.
Yeah, I met him. Like, I liked him when I met him. I met him through Josh.
I felt like he's like secret.
You didn't think he was normal when we interviewed him?
He has this front... of being very godly and like,
doesn't
God
drink,
will
doesn't
bring
yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
And
well, he's not a front. He says it.
He does say
but
it.
But it's
yeah.
not true.
He says it.
Yeah. But not true.
I don't know.
Doesn't seem to. I don't know true. If he's kind of laid off that front a little bit for all this. Something clearly went on. Who knows? Because the way he reacted to the whole thing, it's just shady, and maybe nobody will ever know.
Yeah.
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 Weirdo.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Kendall can't cut cucumbers. Kendall Jenner goes viral after an episode of Kardashian airs. She was seen cutting a cucumber, seemingly clueless, admitting she's bad at cutting. Kris Jenner called their chef to come help. You know, I see your chef that you make cry all the time. I do.
He's like I saw him at Coachella.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Yeah, he was at Coachella.
Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, if you guys want to come back, get some
He's everywhere. He's at every big event that you go to. He's there.
No, he's like amazing.
Is he chefing up at every big event, mm-hmm. Dave, or is he just at the events?
I see him. Chef? He may he be chef. I've never seen him chefing. He's just, I mean, I saw him at the Guy Fieri-like thing. I've seen him probably six times. Oh. Not necessarily cooking. I think he's just like Chilling? A celeb, yeah.
Yeah, I think he has like a show.
That makes sense.
We interviewed
maybe
him.
Ever since. Yeah, ever since Dixie one of made the only cry, BFFs never there. Back.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It was long. It was a little bit long. Yeah,
one of two.
Do we care that she can't cut a cucumber?
I bet she was high or something.
Yeah,
something. Like.
All right, let's see it. Let's see it. If it's on here, let's see if it's worthy of talking about.
People are freaking
or
out.
Or just
about
like
it.
Getting nervous in front of the camera. I feel
you
like
think
I would
Kendall
do
Jenner gets nervous.
The chef to make you a snack.
I'm making it myself. Just gotta chop up some cucumber. It's pretty easy.
You go, girl.
Are you cutting a cucumber?
Be careful, because I nipped myself the other day.
I don't know, I'm kind of scared.
There you go.
Don't cucumbers have seeds? Oh, yeah, they're definitely not a good cutter, so don't zoom in on me. I'm not professional whatsoever.
Hey, chef. Do you want to cut this up for her?
I'll do it, Mom. It's fine. Oh, someone's at the door.
It's more, I think, that you got to call in a chef to cut a cucumber. Because a cucumber is probably top, like, it's just...
You just cut the cucumber.
Five easiest cuts. Yeah. The easiest cut.
But I mean, like, she's never had to cut anything in her life, so...
I thought it was funny. I don't know. Everyone was, like, so upset about it. I was just like...
Well, the Kardashians, that's the type of stuff that people go bananas when the Kardashians say it.
Yeah. I think it's pretty funny.
This made me laugh. I don't like Kanye, but Kanye, so Kim Kardashian, after the, I assume it's Wall Street Journal Awards, said that, texted Kim and said, you look like Marge Simpson, your career is over.
Yeah, it was like the first time she dressed herself without him. I mean, I feel like she wears that shit all the time, though. Like, he would put her in that.
It's just a funny line to say to anyone.
It's hilarious.
Madonna did.
That's awesome.
Jesus Christ. I haven't seen these. Madonna's own NFTs. It looks like she has bush growing out of her bush.
Those are kind of sick.
Those are crazy.
I kind of want one.
The bids on the NFTs are over six figures so far. And NFTs are like dying, so that's pretty crazy. Nuts. Yeah.
Those are cool.
Is it art or just weird? It's both. It's weird art.
Yeah.
It's weird Madonna. Art, yeah.
I feel like good art is weird.
That's pretty Madonna-esque, though, eh? To have a tree.
Yeah, she's like a
vagina.
Sex symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 400 grand, 135
Jeez
grand.
Jeez Louise.
She's popping off.
What, is it more money if you get more bush? More money per bush?
The bigger the bush gets, the more it goes.
Could be. That's how
that sense
shit works.
Me.
Yeah.
Anna Wintour was asked for ID while attending an off-Broadway show. I mean, Anna Wintour is like the Devil Loves Prada. She's the Met fashion lady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone to that, Dixie?
Yes.
Did you just get crucified?
Yeah, but...
Wait, I thought people liked yours.
It was like back
not
and
forth. Not
necessarily
the dress. Because
for
people,
going.
Because I was there?
People, yeah. Not yeah. That's not you in particular. That's like, that for some reason, when people deem like maybe social media, they go crazy.
It was like, the first time influencers were like invited,
what'd
right?
you wear? Do we have it?
I wore a black dress with like a giant... feather.
You've seen it.
Pull
it
up.
I think we saw it. I think
yeah,
we saw
it.
What
sick.
Year was it?
2021.
It was a recent one.
What happens before. There? Like, all right, we see you walk in, and then what exactly goes on? Does it suck
dinner.
Once you're inside?
I was really nervous because, like, that was the first, like, huge
oh,
event.
That's fire.
Isn't that cool?
Well, whose hat is that?
It was all Valentino, and it was kind of like Audrey Hepburn inspired.
Okay.
It was American in fashion. So, yeah.
Who came up with that idea? Them?
Yeah. I had like a couple options. Like the feather, the other look, like right next to it. That was my, like, that's what I was going to wear.
Have
but
you, have
we ended
people
up switching
done
it.
That with you before? The Audrey Hepburn? I've never thought of that, but I could see like from there, like the, that. How
well,
they would go
so
that
the
angle.
Theme of the Met that year was American in fashion, so that's kind of like you kind of make a story with the dress that or whatever you're wearing. So that was mine.
Okay, so you get in, you do that, you do the pictures, you sit down, you eat, and that's it.
Eat. There was a performance. Justin Bieber performed, which was like
heard of him,
crazy.
Yep.
What's the bath? Did you go to the bathroom where everyone hangs?
Yeah,
out?
It wasn't. I just had to pee. There was no one in there. I don't know. It wasn't that crazy. I feel like I was so nervous. I couldn't like do anything. I was sitting next to, like, Giveon, and I was just like, hi, and then didn't talk. I was so nervous.
I'd be so awkward.
I don't know who that is.
He's a singer. He has a song with Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, there's a song.
You've probably heard him before.
Giveon? No, I have heard. I don't know. I'm not. Anyways, moving along. Cara Delevingne, she's all over the place. She's in the news for a variety of reasons, I think. She was at the Billboard Music Awards. People believe she's a menace, and nearly everything about Cara at the awards have been driving people insane. She was Megan Thee Stallion. They were friends, though, weren't they? Like hanging out the whole time.
It was like just weird.
Something like that. It seemed a lot more one-sided, though. It seemed like Cara really wanted to hang out with Megan, and Megan may not so much.
It just didn't really make sense.
And then, it looked like Megan
like,
was
look
babysitting
at this video.
Her.
It's like so cringe.
Look here, Megan. Look here.
But if she didn't want her there, wouldn't she be like, get out of here?
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know, understand why she was following her around like a personal hype man.
And then she also was laying on the ground to take a picture of Doja Cat, Fat Joe, and DJ Khaled. I love Fat Joe.
Big Fat Joe guy?
Love Fat Joe. And then she's also in the news, Cara, because this is crazy. And it may be on here later, but she was having scheduled threesomes with Amber Heard and Elon Musk. That's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yes. And it's like.
I did hear about that.
Scheduled
yeah.
threesomes?
Yes. And Elon like was paying for Amber. Like,
what?
It's crazy.
That is absolutely crazy.
That all came out in the trial.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's insane. So was it while Amber Heard was with Johnny Depp?
Yes, there's like a picture of them, I believe, in like the elevator again. And I don't even know. We talked about this on the rundown. Like, Elon Musk is not a good looking dude.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to partake. Well,
but he's Elon Musk, dude.
Yeah, but they're rich.
But he's like the
but
richest.
Are you Elon Musk rich?
Nobody's Elon Musk.
He's
rich.
Like the smartest
exactly.
man in the world. Yeah.
So we debated. Do you think they were getting like money or they just did it to. Like have scheduled threesomes with Elon Musk. Now they're all crazy.
They're all crazy is what I was gonna
yeah,
say.
Yeah, the crazies.
Yeah.
The,
I
yeah.
think the crazies unite, and that I mean,
yeah,
imagine that threesome. That'd be
that's,
crazy
that's,
threesome.
I believe when they were together, Johnny Depp shows videos of Amber Heard cheating with Elon Musk and James Franco.
James Franco. Yeah. I'd rather threesome with him.
Franco. Yeah. I saw him walking the streets of New York one day. Good looking dude.
Yeah.
Kind of looked like dude. He just rolled out of like a trash can.
That's
but,
kind of his thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. He
trash can-esque.
Oh, we got all the looks here. Dixie, you're on there.
Yeah. I was right next to the whole Megan Thee Stallion Cara
thing.
Oh,
were you
going
to pipe up and tell us that?
I don't know.
Like, what the
hell? I didn't think it was that weird because, like, Diddy kind of came out in the beginning of it. And he was like, we're going to make this not boring and it's going to be a party. So everyone was, like, running around, like, in between, like, like during commercials, everyone was running around going back and forth. So I didn't think it was weird, but from the videos, I was like, oh, I can see why everyone thinks it looks crazy. But
that makes more sense.
They were passing out bottles to everyone, like in the rows, like everyone was just having fun.
So it was like a planned chaos. See, that makes more because I don't think if Megan Thee Stallion did not want that, I think
like,
she would have been like, enough.
Yeah, she would have been like, get away from me.
I will say, I'll give you credit, Brie. Your Jack Harlow, since we've discussed him, has just been like on the biggest heater in the history of heaters.
Yeah.
He's like
told you
the number one it guy really right now, wouldn't you say?
I mean,
I've been telling
Drake
y'all.
Even said like, yeah, he's next up. It's kind of crazy.
So we're looking at all the looks. I don't think, well, she stands out. Is that Doja Cat with like the pointy boob thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's unique. I like your look.
Thanks.
What's yeah, that?
Long hair looks good.
Off-White.
Big oh, Off-White.
Are
though.
You like sponsored
no.
by Off-White?
No, it was just
you're trying to be sponsored by Off-White.
I mean, that'd be cool, but
it seems like you're making a move. Like yeah, the answer is Off-White. Did you enjoy this?
It was a lot of fun. I went with my dad. It was chill. I announced Doja Cat's award, so it was fun. I was supposed to do it by myself, but they had to cut like a lot of the awards because people's speeches were like 15 minutes long. So I went with Dove Cameron, and it was fun.
Is it scary?
Her outfit looks pretty fire. Dove Cameron's outfit looks pretty dope.
Yeah, she looks
good. Oh, yeah. She looked amazing. It was scary, but it was very quick.
Yeah.
I felt like I did good.
Me and Paul, Gaz, sales guy, we hung out with Anita one night. She's like the most down-to-earth human of all time.
She's so nice.
So, like, we went to, like, 11 and partied.
Really?
Yeah, she was
That's
just
sweet.
As down-to-earth. She has also blown up since that point. She was already huge, like,
yeah,
internationally.
She's gotten bigger and bigger,
She's gotten huge. She was at Coachella.
Yeah.
Super nice, super nice.
Was that pre or post Griffin when you went to hang out with Anita?
Pre.
Pre-Griffin.
Yeah, I asked Griffin if he hooked up with me. He said no.
He's lying.
He said, well, you don't... I thought you guys told the truth. His exact answer on... Had I already brought that up?
There's just no way that... He's got to be lying. They were definitely seeing each other. No?
I asked him. I said... Heard you're hooking up with Anita. He goes, I thought BFS was the type of show that doesn't spread false information.
Well, ooh. First of all, we're just not that show. Sometimes we accidentally spread false information. That's
a decent amount of times.
Not purposely. Yeah, not at all. But I just thought maybe my memory is having like a lapse of judgment.
Why did you even say that, though?
You've never said that publicly.
I haven't.
No.
So we have never talked about that?
We've never talked about this? I feel like we must have talked about
it. I feel like you guys have talked about this.
I don't know that we have. That's what I'm trying
Griffin
to figure
Anita
out.
Griffin and Anita is definitely not. There's the Griffin with a maybe older lady, but not
How old
Anita.
Is Anita?
I think she's 28 or 9.
That DeMar one okay. about a young TikToker with a famous, but that was not Anita.
So it's weird if Josh and
you
I
guys
have
are
not
just connecting
talked
mentally?
About yeah. it. No, because I know where I heard it, but I don't think I ever brought it up.
I thought this was public knowledge. That's why I said it. So
well, now
sorry,
you just
Griff.
Aired it out, Griffin and Anita.
Sorry,
up.
Griff. Dude, my bad, man. I don't think it's still going on. I think it was a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Do you want to call him?
No.
Do we do a
oh,
double
no.
call?
Oh, no. Tixie's here.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Dixie. Yeah. Fuck you, Dixie. Come on.
I totally forgot that.
Yeah. No, that. Yeah.
That wasn't intentional.
Right over the head. Yeah. Right over the head.
Would
have been good for views, though.
Yeah, it would have been great for views.
Ah, would have been. We could have said, like, we could have, like, clickbaited it. Like, how you guys cut up my videos.
Dixie calls Griffin.
Unaware, like, did you say that or you say that?
I did. Why? You don't want to call Griffin.
No.
No, I would assume, well, she wouldn't have been on the phone. Josh,
I would have been on the phone.
Everyone sabotages the views here.
For real.
Emma Chamberlain canceled her Met Gala necklace. Emma Chamberlain has been canceled for a Cartier necklace she wore to the Met Gala that was allegedly stolen by the British from the Indian Broil. Give me a break. That's what she's supposed to. Cartier gives you a necklace. You're supposed to do a fucking history
research on the history of it. Yeah, like, come on. I saw this too. I was like, this can't be. I feel like this can't even be a real headline. Like, who's canceling her?
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, I feel like we're the ones starting this.
Should this fall on Emma or Cartier? It should fall probably on neither of them, but it's definitely not on Emma if it's real.
Yeah, 0% Emma, 0%.
All right, videos to react to.
Yay.
Finna about to change my name to Toaster. It's the only time the women be showing up is when the bread pop out.
Does he look like anyone to you guys?
Yeah, he looks like Josh a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Hillbilly Josh Richards is what we were getting from that guy.
Yeah, yeah. He does. He definitely has a little resemblance.
We were watching that.
But he definitely has a little resemblance. For
Hillbilly
sure.
Josh Richards?
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Next video.
Oh, God, what is this?
Everyone thinks Josh is, like, so hot and so adorable. Mm. I look at him as, like, my son.
I think if you, like, didn't know him, saw him on the side of the street.
No.
Yes, you. Come on.
No.
You wouldn't think he's even cute.
Oh, he's a handsome little
boy. But would
boy.
You be like, oh, that? I kind of want to fuck that guy.
But then I would talk to him and be like, I don't want to fuck you.
Okay.
I want to help you.
Okay.
I want to help you.
Like, I would push you in a stroller.
Yeah, but literally, like, get on my back. I hate that he's, like, such a fuckboy and is never going to settle down, but whoever, yeah. like, ends up with Josh, they're going to be a lucky girl.
I bet you...
No, listen, this is nice, Josh. Did you hear that?
Yeah, they said lucky girl.
I said you'd be lucky at the end.
What is that, like, coffee with, like, comedians spoof?
I went on Sadie Kroll. Shit on She's Josh a YouTuber. For, like,
30 seconds?
So Come she... On.
That wasn't that big of a shit job.
No, it wasn't that bad. No, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah, you ended it with whoever he ends up with will be good shoes.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news? Are you going on this podcast?
No. She said, wait, I'm looking at it. Are you going? Who's new? Who's no? Who's baby?
That's Nessa's boy? Burner.
That's Nessa.
She has a burner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Who? TikTok Unleash? Are you going on this podcast? No. When did that happen?
Just now.
2 minutes.
15 minutes ago.
That's bullshit. She, listen.
Guys, come on. We're going to be able to get it on.
I actually don't think she's gonna, but we'll see.
Josh, work is magic.
All right. Well, if she's your girlfriend already, then maybe. But
with golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Get back to the show.
All right, BFFs, weird setup today, unusual, because I'm in New York. We have our guest, Cindy Kimberly, also in New York. Mm-hmm. And then, Josh, you're out there. We've been waiting. You put us kind of, I don't want to say awkward spot, Josh, but late, like 15 minutes. So we've been trying not to do the interview with Cindy while she's already been here.
Yeah, I'm just twiddling our thumbs here, waiting on you.
Well, did you guys like get to make friends and stuff?
Yeah. No, sort of.
Yeah. Got your coffee.
Sorta.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, it's like the interview's going. We don't want to say too much. We have the sheet, which, by the way, I think is awkward because, so, Cindy, usually what we do, we have, like, all your information.
No, and, I know. I've been looking at it.
Yeah, so usually the guest is not with us when we're, like, reading it down, getting ready to hit you with all the stuff. Oh. Those nails are wild on you, Cindy.
Those are awesome. Yeah, they're pretty crazy. I don't usually wear nails like this.
Those are wild. All right. So your background is bananas. So basically, you're minding your own business and Justin Bieber just randomly posted a picture of you.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. No reason at all. Outside he thought you were attractive. And then you just blew up from there.
Yeah, sort of. It's actually funny because I used to have a Justin Bieber fan account throughout like my entire childhood, like from when I was like 11, 12. And I actually deleted it 1 week before he posted that.
So
how did that feel when Justin Bieber?
But that's not that unusual, right? Most girls your age may have.
Oh, like, I had one too.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, but not all of them like had this happen.
Well, clearly.
And honestly, when it happened, it wasn't the first time he posted like a random girl. He had done it before.
How often did he do that?
I think he did it like a few other times.
There's one that I remember.
That was kind of his move.
Yeah. So my friends had this joke that like, oh, one day he was going to post me because they knew I had a fan account for him. So when it happened, all my friends were texting me and I thought that they were all pranking me. I thought all of my friends got together and they were like, oh, we're going to prank Cindy. She deleted her Twitter. We're going to tell her that Justin Bieber posted a photo of her. So everyone was texting me and I just literally, I didn't even bother to check Instagram because I was just so convinced that they were pranking me. And I actually checked Instagram like the day after and saw that it was true.
From there, what happened? Did you like talk to him?
Like he followed me, but I was really young, so nothing really happened ever.
But you talked to him. Well, it's not like a trick question. You just gave me the up and down like I asked you a trick question.
Yeah, I talked to him, but I was just like really young. Nothing really happened. I've never even met him, actually.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Did he slide into the DMs after he posted the picture, or how'd it go?
I think you guys should ask him. I think you guys should get him on the podcast.
If you know how to get him on the podcast, Justin Bieber has an open invite to come on BFFs.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love it.
Yeah.
It is kind of a weird move, though. Why wouldn't he just, like, slide into your DMs without... Like that, you must just, love that he did it, right? He launched your career.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I loved it regardless of that because I just loved him when I was younger.
Yeah,
so it was exciting for me regardless.
This next page is a hatchet job on me.
Oh, God. Dave also had a Justin Bieber fan account.
Oh, my God. So
that's,
wow.
Yeah.
I kind of did it. Again, I was very self-aware when I was doing this, but I went through a phase where it's like I was mimicking everything Bieber did. Those tattoos, I went on vacation like 2 weeks after. That was like a henna artist that literally spent about 8 hours putting all those on me, and then I went on vacation with those tattoos like two or 3 weeks later. This is unneeded.
Wow.
I don't know if it's unneeded. I think it was quite needed.
That was a phase. Listen, I was a content machine, and that the naked photo was like in the harbor in Nantucket. Like we went, it was Gaz who works for me. Took
the poor people on the boat.
No, did you go like in the morning?
Were
you
mornings? No, we were very careful.
So there weren't like people around.
Correct. Yeah. Okay, I mean, it could have been. It's a pretty big harbor, but I think we got away with it. we already asked if you ever met Justin. You're saying no. So, all right, you get posted, and then. I mean, it's kind of obviously like quick to say the rest is history, but it kind of seems like the rest is history, no?
I guess so.
Where were you living at the time?
I was living in a really small town in Spain called Denia. It's like a 30,000 population.
So did you always speak English?
Yeah, I mean, I learned English through music and like my fan account and movies. So... yeah.
Because, I mean, you speak perfectly fluent, like you wouldn't think that you didn't grow up here.
I mean, when I was younger, I always knew that I knew I wanted to be a singer and an actress. And I knew that I loved American culture. I loved American film and music. So I feel like I made an effort when I was younger to learn English.
Okay. So what is, and you're here right now for the SI swimsuit. Which you're a rookie, but what I'm looking at this, it says you also like to be on the other side of the camera for things like that. So what, if you had to describe your focus right now, modeling, acting, singing, like what is it for all of it? Are you like?
I think all of it. I think for a long time, I was trying to pick one. And I think that made my life a lot harder for like about 4 years. And now I've just decided that I really want to do all of them. So that's probably what I'm going to do. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have your sheet. Oh, God. This is why the sheet we give away. It's tough. But we have your rumored. She just, oh, my God-ed her past relationship.
Uh-huh.
Rumored flings.
Oh, okay.
And you got some big dogs in here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lewis
Hamilton. Yeah, F1 Lewis Hamilton. So did you date him?
No, we're just friends. What about that photo tells you?
Well, I
don't know that arm. Yeah. I'm seeing the arm embrace, little. Oh, come here, honey. Come here.
Oh, that's like, hey, what's luggage. Up?
It
hey,
looks how are you? Like you're grabbing his arm, and it says you were spotted flying to Barcelona on his private jet.
Yes.
Yep.
But as friends. You've never gone on a trip.
See a dog walk? A dog
I have walk gone on
friends? I can believe.
Like,
I can believe. A private jet?
Yeah,
you've had friends on your private jet
with, like, a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Like a girl who I my girlfriend's friends.
So men and women can be friends. That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Yes.
I disagree.
You guys don't think men and girls can be friends?
I guarantee you this. Unless your girlfriend's friends are on a private plane with you. You are hooking up with somebody on that plane.
Or the guy wants to hook up with you. It doesn't mean you are hooking
That's up. That's fine. That means you're not friends. Huh? I don't want to hook up with, like if Josh and I fly somewhere, I'm not trying to hook up with Josh.
Yeah, probably not.
No?
I'd hope.
I'm not really sure. I'm
pretty sure.
I know that we're just friends.
I mean.
I know that.
You can be, all right, well, like you guys hooked up. I mean, you don't.
No. That,
okay, sure.
All right.
Just flying that for it. We have the picture. We'll put the picture in, right? I mean, okay. Picture's worth a thousand words. Also been linked to Tyga after you're spotted having dinner in Beverly Hills. You're also one of their music videos.
Yes. That was lunch, as you can see by the sunlight. It was a friendly lunch to discuss me being in the music video.
who would you say you're more on, we're more on the romantic spectrum with?
The picture of my actual ex-boyfriend.
The bottom one?
That I dated.
Oh, yeah. But, for 2 years. But Lewis or Tyga?
Oh, I love this game. yeah. Can we throw in one more?
Well, no. We're going. So this is your boyfriend, Niels Visser. Good-looking dude. Is he wearing the palm tree necklace?
Yes.
Oh, he is. What the heck?
Those things.
Josh has one, yeah.
Who gave what?
Miles Shear?
Yeah, Miles. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. Shout out Miles.
My manager Miles is everywhere all at once. Oh, yeah. Well, so you're confirming this relationship right there. You're like ex-boyfriend for 2 years.
Yeah.
What was this Jake Paul drama?
That was his.
Is she in the mic enough? Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I want to make sure we can hear. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not really sure. I know that around the time that I was dating him, Team 10 broke up, and there was a whole
drama. Like,
the brothers and everything, but I wasn't really big on the YouTube.
Got it.
Drama back then, so I didn't really know what was going on. To be honest, I didn't even know that like Niels was like really famous when we were dating, and then he would just have like hundreds of young girls stop him on the street.
And did you hate that?
No. I just like didn't you were know because like, I wasn't big on like
social.
I didn't know what Team 10 was before I dated him.
Why did you think they were stopping them? You just like oh, little
eventually
kid?
I like.
You're like, oh, you're famous. You're in Team 10.
But like, I had no idea who Jake before, or like Logan.
But once you were starting to date him, you realized.
Yeah, once I started dating him.
Okay. Next page. I feel like I don't want to let you see the page.
I know.
It's fine.
You can't show her. You can't show her. Then she gets ready with these answers.
I'm always ready.
This one, I probably could answer before, but I guess you are doing a bunch of videos with David Dobrik, Hot Tub videos, all this. He does this with everybody, doesn't he? Sort of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to call him out.
but he does, right?
I don't know. Oh, God.
Well, where you got... Yeah, there's a picture of you making out underneath.
That's not...
Oh.
I'm going to have an anxiety attack right here, right now.
You turn bright red.
Don't do that.
I guess you're blushing. You were spotted at Coachella making out with Timothy Chalamet?
No.
No?
What, is
no.
that not you?
You weren't spotted?
That's not me. No. That is literally not me.
Why'd you turn bright red?
Because...
is it you?
It's literally not me.
I can't get a good enough life judge.
I swear to God, on my mom's life, that is not me.
Then why'd you turn bright red?
Because it was like such a big deal. I don't know.
Thousands of tweets saying that it was her. Like it went. Mm. This went very viral.
Do you know Timothy Chalamet? Are you guys friends?
Yeah, we're friends, but I don't.
Come on,
guys. Somebody's gonna tell
this girl how to lie.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave. Where's the lie detector test line on this one? Where's
the
lie detector?
Just say I don't know. Just be like,
I have the craziest love.
I don't know. Just
lie.
But there's another video of us together.
Oh, so it is you.
No, that is not me.
This is not you in the picture. Have you guys kissed before?
Huh?
Have you kissed before?
No.
Can I ask a question? Who is Timothy Chalamet?
Who? Everyone wants to kiss Timothy Chalamet. Who is he? Timothy Chalamet?
He's an actor.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, every girl. I mean, I would lie and say that was me, to be honest.
Yeah, Dune. I love that movie. Why would you deny this?
What? Oh, you.
That was a real question.
Because he's just my friend.
Yeah. What about David? Did you ever kiss David?
No, I've never kissed David.
That's
I don't think David would want to kiss me, to be honest.
The two answers of no, I didn't kiss him, though, they were a little different. On the lie detector,
one was an emphatic no, and one was I don't believe her.
Yeah, definitely didn't kiss David.
Correct.
Maybe kiss Timothy.
Maybe on the Chalamet.
No. What else? Sports Illustrated.
Tell me all about Sports Illustrated. Oh, wait. Never mind. There's drama around it. That's why. Timothy Chalamet was tied to another model, Sarah Tabai, during Coachella weekend. Who asked to come on BFFs to discuss what went down. Sarah told Page Six. She put out a statement. Please redirect your frustration to the fact that pollution from fossil fuels costs the world $8 billion every day, not to mention putting human life and planet Earth at risk. She said in a statement, the Earth is in dire state. So comment on email and write to our political leaders, letting them know that the fossil fuel industry is morally unacceptable. It will not stay silent while our planet is being destroyed. It sounds like our guest from last week.
Wow. Gabby Hanna.
She literally just hit us with the little let's make Earth a better place diss.
That's our now I understand. So there's drama around why it could have been,
yep.
Blah, blah, blah. I am assuming, and we'll move on to the Sports Illustrated, whoever this is, whether it's you or not, there's pictures of you, I assume, at Coachella and what you were wearing. So
I never wore that.
Right. So that would back your
debunk
case.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't her.
All right.
No outfit changes? No outfit changes?
No, you're not going to like the next page either.
Okay.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I feel bad going. It's harder. When
I know.
Here.
The sweetest guest, and we're just hammering her.
No, it's he makes over there.
The yeah.
It's like we don't.
You know,
we
what?
Just get the sheets
I might
before.
As well right. just get to the bottom of everything.
All right.
Okay.
I have some beer drama. Mm-hmm. So you were rumored, you were twerking in front of Zach Bia, who's, by the way, one of the all-time mysteries to me of all time.
I know. He's a mystery to everybody.
Yeah, because.
He's a real celebrity now.
And he's.
Like A-list.
Oh, yeah.
A?
Above? Yeah.
He's above an A-list?
I think a celebrity to the A-listers.
Yeah, why? Which is crazy. Like Drake loves him. Everyone wants to hang out with him all the time.
Your celebrity's
they all
favorite
post
celebrity.
Him. Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. essentially what it is.
We had him on the show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And oh, I said to mm-hmm. his face, like, I don't know why girls like you. Like, you're an okay-looking dude. You're not like Brad Pitt or like...
Is he like the funniest guy in the world?
No, I've met him.
I don't know. Zach. Yeah. I've known Zach since I was, I think, 17.
By the way, I like him. I always end up trash just because I don't get, like, there's some guys like
does.
Timothy Chalamet. I'm like, oh, he's in Dune. He's this. It's like Zach B is like DJing at like fucking, what's the place? The like H-Wood
11?
Group.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and he got me into a place where there's a shooting. So I like Zach.
I wouldn't know. I've never, those pictures that came out with Zach are cut out in a very specific way because there was more people with us. Someone who he was seeing that happened to be one of my friends. I've never really talked to Zach. I don't really know why. I mean, okay, this video.
I don't
twerking
think it's that bad.
On Stas. Me and Stas are dancing. This is insane. me and Stas are literally twerking together, looking at ourselves in a mirror. There's like...
That's the video people got mad about?
Yeah. There's,
see, I'm on your side. We're
there was
very
definitely,
honest.
Yeah,
you weren't even
by
looking.
The way, at least 20 other people in the room. The video just happens to frame me and Stas and Zach, but nothing happened there.
You weren't twerking on him.
No,
nothing's ever happened.
That was
0%, absurd people 0% got mad
twerking on. Yeah, you got set up on that one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so that was easy. So there should be no drama there.
Yeah. Okay, this is like the one thing.
We well, no, I call it as I see it. That was absolutely like nothing to get mad about.
Where are my Stassi baby rumors since I did dance on her?
That like you guys are. Yeah, no, I don't know why.
Yeah, you should have rumors that. About you two hooking up.
Yeah. Okay. So now into more of the stuff that you were saying, the SI Rookie, all of that, releasing new music soon, and clothing brand. So you're doing a lot of stuff.
Everything.
Where do you live now? Where's
See,
like home
I
base?
Have so much going on. I have no time to be talking to any of these people you guys brought up.
Well, I agree with all of it, but you went to Coachella.
This is so insane.
Did go to Coachella. That is a good fact.
Okay. So Sports Illustrated.
Yes. So tell me about that. How's that experience been?
I mean, really, really insane. I used to be a big internet person. Like I was deep and Twitter and Tumblr, and I feel like I always watched the Sports Illustrated rookies come out every year. And I was a big Barbara Palvin fan when I was younger, and she would always do Sports Illustrated.
I think of her as Victoria's Secret.
Well, I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Barbara Palvin is?
No, come you on, don't either, Josh.
Step your game up.
No, I'm sure if we I saw her, know, maybe we'd recognize her.
I think I saw her in a CVS in New York, actually.
Oh.
Ah, was there's she wearing a swimsuit?
No, she wasn't.
Fuck, marry, kill.
This is going to be easy. I could answer your fuck, marry, kills for you, I think. We're pulling up Barbara Palvin, so this year.
Oh, okay. I know her
but
face.
But that's Sports Illustrated in the neon bikini.
Yeah, so. do you want to be a Victoria's Secret model?
I mean, Angel? Obviously, like, I would love that. But I'm just happy to do anything that comes my way. I feel like for the next few years, I kind of want to focus more on music and acting. But I would love to do any opportunities that show up for me.
And you're like all these people that we've mentioned here, you're pretty connected in the center of, like, you say you're not an internet.
You know, well, everybody.
That's good. I think that's good. Like, even for your profession, isn't that good? Like, people talking about you and being in the news, sort of?
For sure. But I think that I have other things that I would rather have talked about than my love life or who I'm seeing or who I'm friends with.
But that comes with being a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, Josh, I mean, that's how he started off. Every week, it's like who he's been seen with.
Yep.
Like, it's almost in your world, like, actress, singer,
I know, but
model.
I don't want, I think, as a woman to feel like the reason people are talking about me is because of a man.
That's so fair.
I don't really, like.
But I don't know that that's either, because we, like, using Josh as an example, like, a lot of people talk about, I think it go either way. Like, people talk, guys who they're with, celebrities, or, and I don't even think that's new. I think they're, like, paparazzi, like, forever.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think, obviously, certain things come with being in the public eye, and you can't really avoid it. But I think there's so many things that I want to do that I don't feel like I've put out yet or talked about yet because I'm still working on them, that I feel like it's kind of being overshadowed by these things that, like, I don't feel like are as relevant to me as a person.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
So, like, what? So, obviously, we just mentioned the music. Do you have, like, a date for that?
I don't have a date, but...
What kind of music is it?
You want to sing us a song?
It's...
I could, like, lay a beat if you need me to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a little beatboxing.
Oh, my God. No. No way. It's very experimental. It's something that, like, I wouldn't necessarily categorize as one specific thing. It's kind of a mix of a few things that I love, and I want to be a writer and a director in the future, so I think that's definitely...
For movies?
Yeah. I definitely think I'm putting that into my music, and one of my biggest focuses is, like, telling a story through music.
Can I put you on the spot with a question?
Okay.
Well, I guess we already have. This one, to me, is more being put on the spot, but, like, what are some of your favorite movies?
I actually have a list.
Okay, perfect.
You want me to pull
it
out?
Yes, yes.
All right.
How long is this list?
It's like 100.
Oh,
no, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a bit much, but
give us, like, your top 10 for 100. Yeah, top 5 movies. Top
10, so every time you see a movie that you're like, oh, this is list worthy?
How long has the list been running for?
I have that for people I hate.
Like a favorite, like maybe, I think. So Requiem for a Dream is up there. Perfect Blue, Frida, Howl's Moving Castle.
I don't know a lot of these movies.
I don't know
Dark
any
Knight.
Of them, really.
I know Frida.
Dark Knight, great
oh,
movie.
Oh, come on. Oh, Dark yeah. Knight, awesome.
Banger.
Memento, Girl Interrupted, Kill Bill.
Kill Bill, great.
That's
actually a good, like, icebreaker. You probably find out if you get
Gone
along
Girl.
With
yeah.
I like movie.
Gone Girl.
Yeah, good. Okay. I like that. I respect that, the list.
Yeah, it's a mix of a bunch.
Yeah. Okay. Before we let you go, okay. Is there anything we miss? Anything you want to promote? Make sure people are aware of you?
I don't know. It seems like you guys know me better than I know myself.
Well, you weren't overly forthcoming with a lot of the information. We had to drag it out of you. It's weird because you are, like, very much in the mix, but you don't seem to love being in the mix.
Well, she didn't ask Justin Bieber to post her. Kind of just came to
no,
you.
No, but this woman, whoever this is, did make out with Chalamet and is with Zach Bia and Madison Beer drama and lives with Chantel Jeffries. And like, there's a lot of things, and is in a hot tub with David Dobrik. Like, you don't go in that unless you're in the mix.
I think I'm in the mix. I think I just don't want my, I don't want the people, I don't want the thing that people talk about when it comes to me be my love life. I think I have much more to offer.
Yeah, but that, a lot of the things we just listed are not like love life things. Like, I don't think the hot tub's just making content to me, and the like, don't, I don't, unless I'm off, like, that's just, you know, get your name out there. But, and I do think it's like both ways. I don't think it's just, you know, female to male or male to female. Anybody who's well known and attractive, they talk about your dating life. Correct.
I can vouch for that. What was your favorite? People talking about our relationship stuff.
Like, a lot of celebrities would kill for that.
I mean, I guess. But
just well connected.
Yeah, I just feel like I will feel more comfortable with all of this once I feel like I have something that I feel reflected by in the public eye, whether that's my music or art or anything like that.
So then would you, like, just being a straight, like, you're doing the swimsuit, and I'll wrap it up, but, like, do you consider that just straight modeling? Are you comfortable with that?
I mean, yeah, I've been doing modeling since
right, so
16.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at your cover of GQ, Maxim, all these magazines, sports, you get the sports, like, that's something, no?
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I just feel like right now it's being overshadowed. Like, look at how much we talked about that and Sports Illustrated compared to my love life.
Because more interesting. But that's like, not you personally.
So why?
But
is
that's
a woman's
that's
life
just
only interesting when it involves a man?
Well, no, it can be anything, but it's like,
well, you could be in love with a woman and we'd still talk about it.
Or
I could, but you guys haven't asked me.
Are you in love with a
you
woman?
You guys haven't asked me
are
about
you in love
any
with a woman?
Women. I've been,
are you in love
I've
with a
been
woman?
Seen next to so many women, because these photos are just me sitting next to people.
Where?
So,
me at an airport. I've been to an airport with multiple of my girlfriends. I've been to lunch with girls before. I've taken selfies with girls before.
Okay, so if we have some,
wait, so
this
are
is
you,
not
do
me.
You like women? Is that what you're saying?
I've been in a hot tub with girls.
If you don't think I am going to research the fuck
you
out
research
of this
it.
Picture,
it's literally not me.
Okay, she says not her.
It's
we'll
not
see.
Me.
And I feel like we've been pretty fair. It's like, tell us everything that you want to tell us about, like, your career, singing, all of it.
Okay, amazing. Yeah.
There it is.
I'm gonna like
anxiety attack coming on now.
I've just had anxiety for the past 30 minutes. So anything that I've talked that I wanted to talk about,
like what?
Once I started seeing the pages, I was like,
well, I said we
my mind
want the pages.
Went blank.
You can wrap up. If there's anything you want to throw in before we wrap, now's the time.
Yeah, I have music coming out soon.
I asked
I have
about that.
My clothing brand coming out.
What's
next
the name
year.
Of it?
Loba.
Loba? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
What kind of clothes is it?
It's just ready to wear. And Loba means wolf in Spanish.
Oh, because you like Teen Wolf growing up?
Yeah.
Is that on your list?
On my list of what?
Movies.
No, because it's not a movie.
It's a show.
It was
it's
a show.
TV show.
I've actually never seen the original movie. Sorry.
I mean, it's a movie. Let's just clarify that. Like, Michael J. Fox, Teen Wolf is 1,000% a movie, so.
Yeah,
but you were a fan of the show.
I was a fan of the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. All right,
okay.
There it is. Thank
Perfect.
You, Cindy. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With all of it. Look forward to the music. Okay. We won't ask you until you're on next time about.
Great.
Any men, and I will research that photo, so. All right, sweet. Thank you. All right, see you, Josh.
Thank you.